Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. In this episode, we are going to talk about 5 wedding planning mistakes from a vendor's perspective. For this episode, I reached out to some fellow event professionals to get their opinions on what some mistakes are that they see commonly made by couples while they're planning their wedding. It was a pretty crazy response, so I have a feeling this might be a repeat topic. For all of my event pro friends listening, please feel free to shoot me an email or DM with your recommendations to cover in future episodes. You're also going to hear some common threads between the last episode, Myths of Wedding Planning, and this episode on wedding planning mistakes. Now, this is not a mistake on my end. Over the past 18 years, I've seen these mistakes made too many times, and I'm hoping this podcast will help save other couples from making these time-consuming and pretty expensive mistakes. Before we get started, though, I do have a favor to ask of you. If you found these episodes helpful while you're planning your wedding, I would love it if you would give me a quick review and share the podcast with other engaged couples. Sharing links to episodes that help answer questions posted in wedding planning Facebook groups is another great way to help, and any support is greatly appreciated. Now, let's get back on topic. 5 wedding planning mistakes that couples make from a vendor's perspective. Mistake number 1, thinking that a backyard wedding is going to be cheaper and easier than the ballroom alternative. I bet that one sounds familiar. We just talked about it last episode as one of the myths of wedding planning. It is so tempting to think that a backyard wedding will be the simpler and easier choice. While it certainly can be, the reality is that most couples that choose this option want to make sure it feels like a wedding and not just a backyard birthday party or graduation. And that is where things get tricky. The good news is, though, that I have a lot of different resources that will help you make sure that you are on track if you're thinking about planning a backyard wedding. You can go ahead and listen to episodes 28 and 29 and make sure that you have a copy of the free guide that I put together, How to Plan a Backyard Wedding, and you can grab that in the show notes or at planningcollective.com. Mistake number 2 is thinking that your venue or catering manager is your wedding planner. To be clear here, this is no slight to your venue or catering team, but it's important to know that the roles between the on-site venue coordinator or manager and an independent planner are very different. The similarity in the titles can be confusing, but just like you wouldn't expect your venue coordinator to serve as the DJ, you can't expect them to be your wedding planner as well. The main distinction is that your on-site coordinator will be in charge of things that involve catering and venue-specific details. An independent planner will be involved in the full picture of the day, including your other vendors and things happening off-site. They are 2 very separate roles that will ideally work together to make sure everything runs smoothly. Of course, there are many levels of independent planners, and each venue handles things differently. For more details on the roles and to determine if a wedding planner might be a good fit for you, check out episodes 14 and 26 called Do You Need a Wedding Planner? And What is Day of Coordination? Moving on to mistake number 3, thinking that you need to do something just because it is tradition. There's certainly no shortage of traditions when it comes to weddings. But just like all of the other details when it comes to planning your wedding, think about your priorities. If something isn't important to you, you don't have to do it just because it's a tradition. We're seeing more and more couples come up with alternatives to, say, cutting the wedding cake, doing a wedding party dance, maybe having somebody else walk you down the aisle other than the tradition of having your father walk you down the aisle, doing a bouquet toss at the end of the night. And of course, getting rid of that something old, blue, borrowed, and new tradition. If it's a tradition that you've always wanted to include as a part of your wedding, by all means, definitely do it. But we're seeing more and more couples make a decision based on what they want their wedding to be rather than feeling the need to do something just because it's what everybody's used to at a wedding. Make it your own and you will never regret it. Mistake number four is a big one, and that is not budgeting for a miscellaneous category when you are doing your budget breakdown. There are always going to be expenses that you can't anticipate when you are in the beginning process of planning the wedding. Making sure that you have 5 to 10% of your budget allocated to these miscellaneous items is very important. No one ever regrets having some extra money saved up. So worst case scenario, you don't end up needing that full miscellaneous category, and you can either upgrade to something on your wish list or save that money for your honeymoon. But if you don't have something set aside, chances are you are going to be over budget. Now, this is a first for me, but I am going to be referencing a future episode for this mistake, and that is going to be episode 43, 15 commonly missed budget items. So keep the podcast rolling after this episode, and I will break down some of the most common items that will go in towards that miscellaneous category. And mistake number five, hiring non-professional friends or family members. This was another myth that we heard about in the previous episode, but unless your friends or family members are actual wedding industry professionals, this can be a very expensive and time-consuming error. While it might be tempting to think that you can avoid the cost of a DJ by curating your own playlist on Spotify and have your friends set up his speakers, there are many other things that a professional DJ does and brings with them on the wedding day that help make sure that everything runs smoothly. A professional in any category is going to help you with the prep, equipment, and expertise to make their cost 100% worth it. Taking advantage of a professional's discount or gift for their services because you are friends or family is very different, but do make sure that you still go through the formal contract process to ensure that everyone is on the same page for what to expect from both sides if you do decide to work with friends and family. And those are five wedding planning mistakes from a vendor's perspective that I wanted to share with you here today. And make sure to check out the next episode, 15 Commonly Missed Budget Items, coming up here next in your podcast feed. If you'd like more help with planning your wedding, join us in the Wedding Planning Facebook group, and I look forward to learning more about your wedding plans there. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.